got today with us on the Pulse, we've got Heather, who's an educational specialist with the Putnam. And I also have Nicole, who's the VP of Education and Exhibits here at the Putnam. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And we're going to be talking to them today about a partnership that we've got going on, some of the things and opportunities and resources we have here at the Putnam. But first, let's get to know Heather and Nicole a little bit better. So we'll lead off with Heather. Heather, how long have you been with the Putnam now?
I've actually been with the Putnam about 2 months.
So you're a rookie.
Yes, I am. They're throwing me in the deep end, as it were.
So now what did you do before this then, Heather?
I was a blogger, and actually I still blog a little bit, and I do science education blogging. And before that, I've worked in various education capacities and volunteer management as well.
I've always been curious about blogging. How did you get started? You have to develop a following with that, right? I mean, or did you do that for
yes.
a business, or how did that work?
I did that as basically as a way to show my abilities to potential clients for a science education writing business.
Sure.
And as far as developing a following, that's why I work at the Putnam now.
No, I had a blog in college, and my mom and my aunt really enjoyed it.
Those two important followers.
I mean, yeah, they really enjoyed it.
It made you
really
want to keep going. Well, you said science is your background. And
yes.
Today we are going to be talking about the new science exhibit here at the Putnam. And we'll be talking about some of the different things here. But before we do that, Nicole, if you could just give us a little bit of background on what you do here at the Putnam.
Sure. Well,
Andy has a cramp.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank
you.
Never mind the man having a cramp next to me.
Don't
Sorry, Nicole. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm the Vice President of Education and Exhibits here at the Putnam. I've been at the Putnam for just over 4 years now. And so I come out of formal education as well. And I was writing curriculum and working in instruction before I came onto the team here, where I've now been able to expand that interest to include developing exhibits like the new Science Center that has just opened.
Awesome. Now, you said that you were writing curriculum. Was that all around here? Were you guys?
It was not. I am a Quad City native. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Moline, but I moved away. I was on the East Coast,
okay.
And I was out there for about 17 years.
Sure.
Returned here about 5 years ago, and ended up at the Putnam, where I suspect
cool.
I will finish out my career.
Very neat. Very neat. All right, well, let's go ahead and talk about that new Science Center. I'll let you guys do the talking, because you've been dealing with it every day, day in and day out, for the past, 2 months, 3 months? How
two
long
months,
has this been
yeah.
in process? So
the Science Center actually is a two-year project. Now, that's really aggressive, actually, for a Science Center. It usually takes about 6 years from the time you start planning a Science Center to the time you cut the ribbon. We cut the ribbon on Friday, April 12th on a two-year project, almost exactly 2 years, in fact, including the fundraising. And we're really, really proud of this because it's a community endeavor. It really is. When we started the planning for this, RODO, our planning group that came from Columbus, Ohio, came out and they met with business and industry professionals in the STEM areas. They met with K-12 educators. They met with museum staff. So this really wasn't something entered in through tunnel vision.
Sure.
It was really a whole perspective of everyone in the community and what might be best. And the Science Center is the fruits of that labor. So we're really proud of it.
That's neat. I mean, we just walked through it again. And Andy and I have seen it from, well, we were here a couple weeks ago. And we saw where there was still plastic on some things and we couldn't really interact with them. Now it's all full functional. There was kids going through it and they were laughing and having a good time. And we were just coming up here to do our podcast. It's really, really neat. But what are some of the exhibits unique to the Science Center that you might not get anywhere else?
Where do I start? I think probably one of the biggest ones, literally, is probably the tug-of-war lever.
Mm-hmm.
The tug-of-war rope is connected at two different heights on the lever. So when you get two different teams on opposite sides, the side on the left is a lot more likely to win, but they have to travel a longer distance to do that.
Sure.
So
sure.
That one's a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. I think some truly unique aspects of our center, if you were to travel around and take in other science centers, as many people do, you will see some objects you've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Although the stories we're telling around them, regional careers, the career mm-hmm. connection, that does make it unique. However, we also have the Genesis robotic arm that I raced a little bit in a maze before we came
right.
in. Genesis Systems Group built this piece for us locally.
Oh, really?
It is the only one of its type in the world.
That's neat.
There will also be a thermodynamic interactive that Cobham Life Support, also in Davenport, is building for us. So that is also a completely unique piece. And the hexagonal wave, that incredible kinetic sculpture that yeah. shows a sine wave in action, is a one-of-a-kind piece made by artist Ruben Margolin. So there really are one-of-a-kind experiences that you can have at the Putnam, as well as some of those classic favorites if you happen to be a science museum aficionado.
Well, I know Andy really wants to talk about the robot.
Well, I love science. Science is one of my favorite things. Now, they have a robot here that is one of the creepiest things I've ever heard.
Scare people.
But no, it's cool. I mean, it's so cool.
It really is.
Now, I think it just scares me because
it is so real.
Yeah.
It's almost scary. It's so real.
Yeah. So,
but it is
can we hear more about this
sure.
guy?
Yeah. Sociobot is from Engineering Arts Limited out of the UK, mm-hmm. and actually, while he's not the only one in the world, the serial number on our Sociobot is 0004.
Oh.
So he's very, very limited in the United States in particular. And he's a programmable robot that does work with a lot of facial recognition software. And so that creepy factor for some people really is that he'll take on somewhat of a humanized expression. And it can feel a little disconcerting for people. But what makes him really great is, and this is a singing robot, this is a talking robot. He does have facial recognition software in him, which means if you hit the tab awesome and then say talk about me, he'll actually tell you whether he thinks you're a man or a woman, how old he thinks you are, and what kind of emotions he thinks are on your face.
Wow.
So we're really delving into that artificial intelligence. But he's a robot, and you control him. So if you go to our compose screen, you can decide what Sociobot says and what he looks like, including throwing on a little... If Hal's not your thing, you can throw on C-3PO. It feels a lot more safe. So,
well,
fear not.
When we're being taken over by robots, we have
no
to
blame.
0004.
We know exactly where it came from.
That's right. Originated at the Putnam.
Well, as I said, I love science. It's one of my favorite things to read about, to study. And what are some of the things that the Putnam has going on this summer for kids that also love science?
Well, we've got a bunch of... we've got summer camps going. And we have... we're the only host for outside of Ames of the ISU engineering camp.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. And that is a lot of fun.
What are the ages on that?
So Engineering Kids Day Camp runs from second grade through eighth grade. It depends on the day you
okay.
select. So there's a day for second and third graders. There are a couple of days for fourth through sixth graders. There's a fourth through eighth grade girls only day, probably not too relevant to our friends the Cub Scouts, but there is one of those.
All Cub Scouts have a sister.
That's right.
That's exactly right. And if you want to get away from that brother for the day, that may be the day to sign up. And then we have a seventh and eighth grade middle school day as well. So the camp runs 5 days. It is really an amazing experience. They're working side by side with engineering students from Iowa State University, as well as professional engineers from the Quad City area and Putnam educators. And it's hard to go wrong with that kind of combination. This is
yeah.
our sixth summer of doing engineering camp. They also get to take in a giant screen movie during this day. They
oh.
get pizza, they get t-shirts, they get to work with robots, they get to see the new science center, they get to take in a giant screen film. We are the biggest screen anywhere in Iowa, 5 stories by 7 stories tall, state-of-the-art sound and picture. We're a 4K digital screen. So it is an amazing experience to take in a film here. And even our film this summer is science-related, Mysteries of the Unseen World,
nice.
All done with electron microscope footage. So you should definitely take that
right.
one
when
in as
well.
When
she was talking about the size of that screen, can you imagine the camp card video going up on that?
That would be...
That screen. We did
that
a short
be,
little promo for
that would be
cards.
That would be the biggest an Ekstrom has ever been.
There you go.
Now, when would this engineering camp be? Does it take place in July, August?
It does. It takes place in July. I believe that's the week of July 21st.
Okay.
And then we've got a lot of great favorites coming back. Our Harry Potter camp, which is in early June. A Rube Goldberg Design Academy.
Nice.
We piloted that one last year to see what would happen. It was so popular. We're going to do it again. And we're going to do a junior version of it for K2s.
Oh, wow.
So camps at the Putnam Run for kiddos from kindergarten all the way through 8th grade. It is the grade they're entering that they can get involved with.
Yep.
There are day camps, week-long camps, half-day camps, so there's really something to fit everybody's schedule. And we have scholarships. I know sometimes we have some families that get in need, and they need a little extra help, a hand up, and we would be happy to do that. No one should miss out on an opportunity because they can't afford it.
We agree.
Definitely, definitely.
Agree. Yeah, all of this information can be found on your guys' website.
Correct.
Website. What, and what is that website? What's the address?
It's Putnam.org, and Putnam is P-U-T-N-A-M, so not how it sounds. Putnam.org, and you can always give a call over here to at 324-1933, and somebody will be happy to direct your call to the right person.
Well, I know that we are having a Tiger Cup recruitment here at the Putnam on May 10th.
Which is part of the reason we are spending so much time talking about the Science Center.
Yeah.
Because this is the newest exhibit that they have. It's the most interactive exhibit that they have at this time for our Tiger Cubs, kindergartners, first graders. And they're going to get an opportunity to be some of the first to go through this exhibit with their parents that day. It'll be May 10th. We're going to have a recruitment from 8:30 until 10 a.m. We'll talk about scouting and what it can be. And then after 10 o'clock, they can go and explore the entire museum if they like. But we really want to highlight this new science exhibit because it is so neat. I mean, you could literally spend hours here and not be bored at all. So that's kind of the plug that we have. We've got a lot of spring recruitments coming up, but this is one that's pretty unique, especially in Davenport here. So we want to make sure May 10th, it'll go on from 8:30 to 10 o'clock here at the Putnam.
Rock and roll. So we always have three questions that we ask our guests. And so the first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Current, so it has to be on right now.
I actually, I watch Netflix.
All right, so what's some of your favorite things to watch on Netflix?
Okay,
you have a series that you watch?
Oh, and Crunchyroll, so Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan.
Yes. Oh, I've heard of that. Is that like a Japan anime?
Yes, kind of? Japanese animation.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
I've heard of that.
Huh. And that one is just, I heard yesterday, is going to be coming on to Toonami Cartoon Network.
Sure.
I've heard of it. I don't know very much about it, but
right.
I've heard good things about it.
Cool. It's not for kids.
Excellent. Good to know. I'm a Netflix girl, too, but I do get off that to watch a little network for TV from time to time, and I am particularly loving The Rebirth of Cosmos right now.
Oh yes.
So I just, Sunday nights, you can't, you know, don't call me from
favorites.
8 to 9, because
I'm behind.
I actually met Neil deGrasse Tyson this past year, and
yes.
So I've been loving.
You're now my hero.
Yeah, not only do I have Space Chronicles signed by him, but I have Action Comics number 7, which he was in, and he met Superman. I have that signed by him as well. So.
Excellent.
So yeah.
Extreme jealousy. Don't bring up my coat right here, and that means you've met Carl Sagan by proxy.
There you go.
So our next question is, now if any dream job, what you know. And I know all of us love our jobs right now.
Right.
But like, if you could be anything in the world, what would you be?
I know that you saw this coming, but this would be it.
Landed your dream job.
And I'm not
because
just
your
saying
boss
that
is right
because
there.
My boss is right here. This is it. For now.
On the job.
Boss in the room.
Yeah.
No, that's neat. That's really
neat.
Obviously love my job, and I'm sure I have my boss probably has a grandson in Cub Scouts, but in truth, if I could do anything, I think I would probably be traveling the world designing more of these kinds of interactive exhibitions with the educational components.
Sure.
And all the technology that's out there. This 2-year process was an incredible labor of love for me, and I would do it every day of my life. I really would.
Cool. We got one last question for you guys. If you could meet anyone, living or dead, and have dinner with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
think I would be, this is a little bit random, I suppose, but I think I'd like to meet Aaron Copland, the composer. I have a background in music as well. And Copland's thing was marching two bands playing songs that are not the same at each other. And there's a morbid curiosity I have as to what that mind looks like. So I think I'd like to sit down to dinner with Mr. Copland and have a little conversation about how much I loved Appalachian Spring and how his brain works. And not at all being sure of his background, I'm not quite sure what we would eat, but I don't think it would involve anything that would need sharp objects. So yeah. we might dine on a little Italian, a little something,
sure.
little something some soft, something. Yeah, that I could be.
A lot of the like current composers are, they all seem like they'd be not only like weird, but they'd be like interesting people, like Eric Whitaker, like Glass, them guys, where their minds just work differently to create type of music, and the type of music they're making is just so much different than anything we've had before.
Right. Yeah, it's a fascinating look into the human mind, I think, would be sure. someone like Aaron Copland, and there's a good list of those folks.
I am blanking on the first name of the guy who discovered the Higgs boson, but Mr. Higgs.
Yeah.
I would probably sit down with him to talk about kind of how he came up with that, and how, you know, what went through his mind when he found out that they had actually discovered that the Higgs boson actually does exist.
That'd be awesome.
And as far as what we would eat, I don't know, a nice steak with a salad on the side, I don't know.
Well, I know that, as I said, you know, I really love science. You know, Ian loves science, and I think that this is such an amazing resource that we have here in the Quad Cities. You know, we don't have to drive to Chicago to have an amazing day.
An experience,
And I know that after this, Ian and I are going to sneak out and play with the science stuff for probably the next hour or two.
I hope that's okay.
Absolutely.
And,
only an hour?
And so we are excited not only about the Tiger Cub recruitment on the 10th, but also the camps and things this summer that our scouts and our sisters and any type of kid can become involved with. So and thank you guys for meeting with us today. And
we've got some things that might be coming up kind of in the hopper here, getting ready to, we're just forming up some different events and how we're going to promote them, but Cub Scout parents, be looking for some other things that might be coming up in the next year or so. So thank you guys so much for your time today. Andy and I really appreciate it, and we hope some people listen to this one because it's a good one. There's a lot of good resources out there and here at the Putnam. So
thank
you.
Guys.
Thank you.